You're going to listen to a radio interview about the unusual passion of collecting tractors. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 7 with the sentence endings A to J. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Today, we wrap up our summer hobby series with a hobby that requires two things: strong mechanical skills and a lot of space. To his good fortune, Wendell Kelsch has both those things. His hobby? Antique farm equipment. He collects, restores, and generally worships the old farm machines from his home base in Ohio, just outside Cincinnati. Good morning, Wendell. So, how and when did your love affair with tractors begin?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. It actually all began on my parents' farm. When I was 10 years old, I got my first tractor, my first antique tractor. It was 1966, and I guess from then on, I've just been collecting tractors and going wild with it. And my oldest tractor is a 1908, and my big tractors are like 1915, 1917.
Mr. Kelsch, just how big is your collection?
It varies. When I married my wife, she had 60 tractors and I had 40. And we always laughed and joked that I married her because she had more tractors than I had.
Wait, when you married your wife, she had how many tractors?
Yes, that's true. Her husband had died and he'd been a tractor collector also. Of course, she always laughs back. She said, "Well, I had all these tractors. I had to get somebody to take care of them." So through the years, we've taken our tractors and have sold the more common ones off and ones that are not as rare, like maybe sell 20 tractors and buy one more rare tractor and kind of condense our herd down to, we're in the 50 to 75 numbers now.
So did I hear you say you called this a herd of tractors?
Well, it's been called several things, but sometimes we call them a herd. Yeah, most of the time I call them ladies, and sometimes they get called bad ladies.
Oh, really? So, where do you keep all these tractors?
We have two Morton farm buildings. They are packed to the hilt. And then those that won't fit in the buildings fit outside.
If I were to take a walk through one of those barns, what would I see?
Okay, I have several tours a day, and obviously I save my best till the last, okay? I'd be kind of tease you a little bit. To me, to take you out and show you the best tractors I have, then go to the next barn where all my less desirable tractors are, is kind of a letdown.
So when you finish the tour, what's the fireworks at the end of this tour?
Okay, the fireworks at the end is the final building, and I always keep all the doors shut because you have to go in through the right door to get the right effect, okay? Then I'll let you go back there, and usually what you'll see then is a side view of my 30 to 60 mogul tractor.
Because you've been teasing me. Now I see the big gals.
You see a side view. It's probably 25 feet long. The back wheels weigh 3,400 pounds apiece. It's 11 and a half feet wide. The tractor weighs 23,000 pounds. It's bright red with green.
Tell me, how much do these gals cost?
The mogul I bought several years ago, and it was $80,000. And then we spent probably another 100 and some thousand on it.
My goodness, that's a lot of money.
Well, it is. It's back to everybody has different priorities or different things that are important in their life.
You have so many tractors there in your collection, but what's your absolute favorite?
That's very easy. I've got a 1908 International Harvester Friction Drive that is hands down my favorite tractor. It's the oldest tractor, it's small, I can haul it, and it's just a princess. When you walk up to it, you just want to grab it and hug it, because every once in a while a tractor comes along that's just, it really loves to show itself off.
Well, Mr. Kelsch, thanks so much for telling us all about your hobby. It's been good to talk to you.
Glad to do it. Thank you.
Wendell Kelsch was speaking to us about his lifelong hobby, his passion, really, collecting and restoring antique tractors. And by the way, Kelsch says his favorite piece is a friction drive. That's a gasoline-powered engine that uses the friction of two pulleys to propel the tractor. Eve McKenzie, NPR News. Today, we wrap up our summer hobby series with a hobby that requires two things: strong mechanical skills and a lot of space. To his good fortune, Wendell Kelsch has both those things. His hobby? Antique farm equipment. He collects, restores, and generally worships the old farm machines from his home base in Ohio, just outside Cincinnati. Good morning, Wendell. So, how and when did your love affair with tractors begin?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. It actually all began on my parents' farm. When I was 10 years old, I got my first tractor, my first antique tractor. It was 1966, and I guess from then on, I've just been collecting tractors and going wild with it. And my oldest tractor is a 1908, and my big tractors are like 1915, 1917.
Mr. Kelsch, just how big is your collection?
It varies. When I married my wife, she had 60 tractors and I had 40. And we always laughed and joked that I married her because she had more tractors than I had.
Wait, when you married your wife, she had how many tractors?
Yes, that's true. Her husband had died and he'd been a tractor collector also. Of course, she always laughs back. She said, "Well, I had all these tractors. I had to get somebody to take care of them." So through the years, we've taken our tractors and have sold the more common ones off and ones that are not as rare, like maybe sell 20 tractors and buy one more rare tractor and kind of condense our herd down to, we're in the 50 to 75 numbers now.
So did I hear you say you called this a herd of tractors?
Well, it's been called several things, but sometimes we call them a herd. Yeah, most of the time I call them ladies, and sometimes they get called bad ladies.
Oh, really? So, where do you keep all these tractors?
We have two Morton farm buildings. They are packed to the hilt. And then those that won't fit in the buildings fit outside.
If I were to take a walk through one of those barns, what would I see?
Okay, I have several tours a day, and obviously I save my best till the last, okay? I'd be kind of tease you a little bit. To me, to take you out and show you the best tractors I have, then go to the next barn where all my less desirable tractors are, is kind of a letdown.
So when you finish the tour, what's the fireworks at the end of this tour?
Okay, the fireworks at the end is the final building, and I always keep all the doors shut because you have to go in through the right door to get the right effect, okay? Then I'll let you go back there, and usually what you'll see then is a side view of my 30 to 60 mogul tractor.
Because you've been teasing me, now I see the big gals.
You see a side view. It's probably 25 feet long. The back wheels weigh 3,400 pounds apiece. It's 11 and a half feet wide. The tractor weighs 23,000 pounds. It's bright red with green.
Tell me, how much do these gals cost?
The mogul I bought several years ago, and it was $80,000. And then we spent probably another 100 and some thousand on it.
My goodness, that's a lot of money.
Well, it is. It's back to everybody has different priorities or different things that are important in their life.
You have so many tractors there in your collection, but what's your absolute favorite?
That's very easy. I've got a 1908 International Harvester Friction Drive that is hands down my favorite tractor. It's the oldest tractor, it's small, I can haul it, and it's just a princess. When you walk up to it, you just want to grab it and hug it, because every once in a while a tractor comes along that's just, it really loves to show itself off.
Well, Mr. Kelsch, thanks so much for telling us all about your hobby. It's been good to talk to you.
Glad to do it. Thank you.
Wendell Kelsch was speaking to us about his lifelong hobby, his passion, really, collecting and restoring antique tractors. And by the way, Kelsch says his favorite piece is a friction drive. That's a gasoline-powered engine that uses the friction of two pulleys to propel the tractor. Eve McKenzie, NPR News.